How do you go about deciding which games to try and build iTech and other technologies into? And do you get much help from the developers themselves?
So we've had some really good, like, for instance, last week, there's someone we're working with in Dublin on eye control, and before he had his accident, he used to play a lot of golf. And so we've been trying to find a way for him to play golf using his eye control system. And this developer basically took a game that he'd already made, and we asked him if he could put some changes in. He basically put in these functions that allowed eye control or any other pointer input to control the game. So it's not just a case of being able to control a mouse. That means you can play... If you can play a game with a mouse, it doesn't necessarily mean you can play with eye control. There's lots of small subtleties. So basically it involves a lot of testing of games, a lot of looking at games, seeing what might work, and then testing it. Or if there's something like racing games, where in general the genre doesn't use a cursor control as a input method, sort of trying to think of ways that we could use that and then play the game using that.
So if any indie developers had a game they wanted to allow this sort of technology to be involved with, would you be happy for them to come to you?
Yeah, we offer free service of helping developers if they want to put features in. We don't say you have to put all these features in. We're quite happy to look at someone's game and make some recommendations, and if they feel it's viable to do that and put them in, then we'll help them we'll sort of advise them on how they might want to do that. And they can do that. You can come and meet us in person or just send emails, or we're quite flexible.
And what's been your biggest challenge adding this tech to any of your projects in the past?
The one that sort of eludes us slightly, and which we're going to test this bit of software with, is first-person shooters, because obviously there's a large amount of controls just to use a cursor movement for. So that's the next big thing on the agenda, because lots of people want to be able to play is that type of game, you know, Call of Duty, Battlefield. So using one control input, such as a cursor, to do about 20 different controls, that's sort of the next sort of thing we're going to kind of look at long term.
And how can developers help you to do that?
Well, obviously lots of people we work with have different ways of controlling the computer and different abilities, but there's things that can be put into every sort of game that would help a larger amount of people that we work with be able to play it, like quite standard features. Like, lots of people have heard about remapping, putting remapping functions into games. Obviously, it opens up games for someone who wouldn't be able to play it ordinarily, because they use a specialist control and they can't reach a certain button, so they need to put it to one they can reach. Being able to do that in the game can be the difference between being able to play that game and not. Some things like that are quite simple. Things like eye control is obviously quite a difficult thing to go. But there are certain things, like being able to turn off the cursor control in a first-person shooter. That would obviously allow us to use something else to do the cursor, to move the cursor and do other functions rather than it. It's quite a hard thing to explain, but there are things that, you know, if we had discussions with them, we'd be able to work on, I'm sure.
And if people want to get involved in any way, in shape or form, helping Special Effect, how do they go about it?
We've just launched a Facebook fan page for Special Effect, and by liking it, you become instantly a gamer for good. And that basically says that I support what Special Effect is doing, helping people to play video games. And from that website, they should be able to contact us and find out what they can do to help.
And here at the Eurogamer Expo, you said there's special edition t-shirts being sold. Can you tell us a bit about those?
Yeah, so Insert Coins, who did the logo for our Gamers for Good Facebook page, and they've made some special limited edition t-shirts, and they're selling them on their stand, and they're really nice guys. Basically, they've been really supportive with us from the start, and all the profits from the t-shirts are coming straight to us, which is lovely. We've had no outlay for them, so everything we get from the t-shirts is profit for us, and it just supports the work that we do. Basically, we're privately funded, we're not government funded or anything. All our work is supported by donations, basically, so it all goes to helping the work we do. If you know someone who might benefit from the work we do, just get in touch. info@specialeffect.org.uk.
Right, thanks for your time.
For more information, www.tradetogame.com.